Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here in the studios today, we have a group of young musicians who are participating in a workshop with one of today's hottest pianists and composers, Robert Glasper. The 16th annual More Music at the More workshop will culminate in a live performance Friday evening at the More Theater, of course, with students aged 14 to 21, joined on stage by their mentor. And with us in the KNKX studios today, the Maya Nelson Quartet, with Maya on bass and singing. Ben Lindenberg on sax, Brandon Apodaca plays piano, behind the drum kit is Ethan LaFave, and Mr. Glasper is also here to talk about his work with these young future jazz stars. He's won Grammys for his 2012 album Black Radio and the sequel Black Radio 2. His latest album with this Robert Glasper Experiment is last year's Art Science. He also did the soundtrack to the Miles Davis biopic Miles Ahead last year. Also the Miles Davis tribute called Everything's Beautiful. We're very excited to talk with Mr. Glasper. Let's start with a song. Please help me welcome the Maya Nelson Quartet. The Maya Nelson Quartet live in the studios here on 88.5 KNKX. That's Maya on bass, and she'll be singing later. Brandon Apodaca on piano. That's Ben Lindenberg, saxophone. Ethan Lefebvre at the drums. They're performing at the Moore Music at the Moore concert on Friday night. It's a big workshop all week with a bunch of talented musicians from our area working with their mentor, Robert Glasper, who's here in the studios with us today. And we're going to talk a little bit about jazz education with Robert right now. Tell us about how you got involved with this workshop, first of all, Mr. Glasper.
Actually, a few of my friends have actually been mentors themselves. I'm really good friends with Michelle Degocello. I know she did it maybe 2 years in a row. And I told her I'm trying to beat her out and do 3 years. No, but I mean, you know, and I have a lot of friends that are from Seattle. You know, I went to Garfield High School, and a lot of great stars on the scene are from Seattle. You know what I mean? So it's a great thing. So they hit my management up about doing it, and I was happy to come out and hang out with these people, these cats.
What was your jazz education like? Were you strictly learning piano? Was it strictly jazz? Was it small band, large band?
I went to the Performing Arts High School in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. We had jazz combo and small group and the jazz big band and all, you know, all that stuff. And jazz theory, harmony, you know, the whole thing. And then I got a full scholarship to the New School in Manhattan, and I went there and finished my 4 years there. So. And then just living in New York, that's the most jazz education you're going to get.
Right. That was going to be my next question. I wonder how much at this age you can impart to young musicians about what they're going to learn on stage.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. You know, a lot of people, they're so talented. Yeah. This is a really, really talented group of kids. And also, I mean, the whole program, everybody's really, really talented. So I'm just trying to bring the experience of being on stage and the experience of touring and, you know, things of that nature that they haven't necessarily had to deal with yet. You know, yesterday we were talking about just sound checks. You know what I mean? Just the actual getting on stage before everybody gets there and just working with the sound engineers on sound checks to how do you get the sound right. You know, just little stuff like that you do before the actual show to make a show great. You know, so we were just touching on stuff like that, you know, as well as the music, of course. You
know. Yeah. I know a lot of the high school jazz musicians around here are working primarily with big bands. And I wonder if that's still a valuable tool for young players coming up. Did you work a lot with big bands?
Not a lot with big bands. Not so much. But I mean, big band is great because it's good for reading. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's always, you know, good to brush up on your reading and brush up on your skills as far as playing with a group of people. And you get the chance to understand balancing of sound, you know what I mean? If you're a trumpet player and you have five other trumpet players, you know how to balance your sound. And, you know, all those things are, you know, inclusive in the whole range of jazz. So, you know, big band, small group, they're all good.
I'm always encouraging young musicians to try to get gigs as soon as they can, as young as they can, in the local coffee shop or whatever.
Oh,
I wonder,
totally.
How early was it when you were getting your own gigs?
Technically, my first gig, I was six.
Paid?
I played drums in church. And church is a gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're playing in front of, I was 6 years old, and my church had a few hundred people. And I played for the children's choir. So, you know, every other Sunday. And I played in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And it was a show. You know, it was for God, but it was a show. You know, so, but that was my main thing. But I guess my first early actual, like, jazz gigs, per se, it was in high school.
Yeah. Playing with other jazz musicians your own age, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yeah, from the art school. And we're going to let Robert get back to his sneezing solo.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. At my high school, we had the thing where people locally would call our high school because they wanted a band for a dinner or a specific kind of event. So we had to get our parents to sign permission slips, and they would send out our combo, you know, to play at all these events. You know what I mean? So we would get paid. You know, so our jazz director at the time, Bob Morgan, he allowed us to know what it was like to gig. You know what I mean? Because obviously our parents would have to sign a permission slip, but we would go do all these events, weddings, all these events, you know, with the jazz quartet or the quintet or something like that. So we got early training, you know.
Right. Something tells me the Maya Nelson Quartet is a very reasonably priced combo. If you're looking for some entertainment for your party, give them a call.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hear another tune from the band and talk some more with their mentor, Robert Glasper, right after this song. Take it away, Cats. Thank you. The Maya Nelson Quartet live on 88.5 KNKX with Brandon Apodaca on piano, Ethan LaFave drumming, and Ben Lindenberg on saxophone. They're performing at the Moore Theater Friday night. It's the Moore Music at the Moore concert, the 16th annual concert. Their mentor this week is a great pianist, composer, and band leader, Robert Glasper, who's here with us today to talk about jazz education. Robert, your friend Grace Kelly was just here yesterday live in our studio. She's in town.
Awesome, yeah.
We've noticed a lot from the high school students who come through. Maya's outnumbered here, but there's a lot more young women playing jazz than I think we've seen in past even decades in our generation.
And that's so awesome.
It's awesome.
So good. Yeah.
What do you see any reason for that? I'm thinking maybe there's just more examples of people like Esperanza Spalding out there showing them the way it goes.
And when you get somebody like Esperanza and you see her make it, and she's playing an instrument, and it's cool, and she's really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it makes other women say, "Oh, you know, we can do that." Because other than that, you know, I don't know what it is. I've always looked for that, you know, like, you know. But it's you're right. There's a lot of great women instrumentalists and vocalists, and there's always been great vocalists. But I was just missing the instrumentalist part.
Right. Yeah,
you know
they're coming around. Yeah,
they're
for
coming
sure.
Around for sure.
We got Naomi Moon Siegel, a terrific Northwest trombone player, is going to be live in the studios here Monday too.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. I also wanted to ask about teaching composing with these musicians, and I wonder if it might be a little bit easier for jazz musicians to learn composing because every time you solo, you're composing.
Yes, the only thing with jazz musicians is we have to pick what we like because we do so much.
Editing,
so you
right?
have to, yeah, you have to edit it. That's the only thing, just choosing a part and sticking with it and then going from there because we, like you said, we compose so much all the time. So
right.
that's the only dilemma, really.
Now, the world of jazz is about as big as the world of music, and I wonder how important you find it is to listen to a lot of different types of musicians.
It's great. I mean, I think you should listen to different types of musicians, different types of styles of music,
mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, you know, the different styles of music that are around you is what influences the jazz of the time period.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even back in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, the music changed because the things around it changed and the atmosphere around it changed and the scene changed, you know. So the more you pay attention to what's around you, the better you'll have a chance of, you know, of coming up with something that's hip and new and
right.
innovative and, you know. So, yeah, for sure, definitely.
Now, the Moore Music at the Moore concert Friday night, it's not an all jazz show. There's musicians of all types, and I wonder how that's going to work performance-wise. Are you playing with all the different groups?
Oh, no. I'm kind of just there being a cheerleader.
Okay.
but I'm going to play a few tunes.
Great. I also wanted to ask about, you know, we see a lot of musicians come through to help out with our School of Jazz as mentors to perform. I think next week we've got a School of Jazz band coming through with Anton Schwartz playing sax with them. A lot of professional musicians, even successful Grammy-winning musicians like Robert Glasper, end up doing a lot of teaching, and it feels kind of like that's kind of the way the great musicians learned, was sharing ideas with each other. And I wonder what it is that you get out of teaching.
I love giving them. Oh shoot, my voice is leaving me now. I love giving the kids insight.
Yeah,
because a lot of times when you're just in school, you're not getting the insight of what a real jazz musician goes through and the different things they have they deal with in the industry, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was Roy Hargrove. He came to my high school. Another Texas guy, and I saw him, and it was like, wow, you know, he opened my eyes to so much, and that's what made me really want to play and do my thing. Mm. He inspired me to want to be an individual,
and
not just be a person that plays jazz but not really saying anything of their own, you know what I mean? So my thing with this whole thing is to try to bring the best of each person, you know, and bring that person out so you can be the best you, you know.
That's right. Robert Glasper's live in our studios with the Maya Nelson Quartet. They're performing Friday night at the Moore Theater, and we've got time for one more song. Maya, I think we're going to get some audience participation on this one, and we're going to hear some singing from our bass player, too. Take it away.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.